Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 19 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Cavallo's Pizzeria and Coronet Pizza. I met up with
Christian Capizzoli,
Matt Floyd,
and
Valerie Taylor.
And I ordered one slice of cheese and a big, gigantic slice of pizza. So my sister and I and her boyfriend are going to Cavallo's Pizzeria, or Cavallo's Pizzeria, which is on the corner of 8th Avenue. I'm sorry. It's on the corner of 7th Avenue and 28th Street. So I ordered one slice of cheese, and I noticed there's a lot of red edges. The sauce distribution looks pretty good, except for a bubble in the middle of the slice. It's pretty shiny on top, so a lot of oil on top, pretty greasy. And again, it is nearing 11:30 p.m., so they might be towards the end of their pizza supply for the night. Crust looks pretty nice and even and uniform, but it's puffy on the outside, so it looks like a standard New York slice. Like if you're just going to grab a slice, this would be like the look of it. I'm gonna eat it now and find out if it has the taste of a New York slice. So I just finished my one slice of cheese pizza, and it was a little bit oily, but I folded it up and it was a pretty standard New York slice of pizza. Now, it was a... Hey, TJ.
Okay, you're watching.
Yeah, I'm watching. Right now, I am watching the seventh game of the NLCS. It is 3-1, the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Mets have two runners on and no outs. Fortunately, that means, though, if they don't score both of those runs, well, they still won't win. So they're got an uphill battle, and yet I had to get pizza though before midnight, and I did that. Mm-hmm. What time is it? Do you know?
Do you have your summer?
It's like 11:31. So we got the pizza, but we are intending on going to another pizza place after this. It just depends on how happy we'll be, you know, how the Mets do in these next 3 outs. It's the bottom of the ninth inning, though, so I can't stress that enough, but it's hard to evaluate a pizza fairly. I think that if Cliff Floyd and then the next two batters end up getting out, the pizza's going to kind of suck. But if he does all right, then, you know, the pizza will probably be dramatically improved. I will say, though, that it's a pretty solid New York slice. The tomato sauce is pretty standard. Not overly tomato-y, but, you know, not overly, didn't have very many spices in it either, like naturally. I mean, I know a lot of people put garlic and crushed red pepper on there, but I didn't feel like it needed it. However, after eating it, maybe it could have used a little bit more spice. Valerie,
mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't eaten much New York pizza, but you did eat at least a portion of a slice today, right?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of the bite you had?
I thought it was very good, and I don't know if it's because I haven't eaten in quite a while or because I just had two glasses of beer and the pizza just really meshed well with that, or if it's because I really like the cheese on it, because I thought it was really cheesy. I guess when you fold it up, it's like you get double the cheese almost.
That's true, you do.
So I thought it was pretty good overall.
And it was just a shredded mozzarella cheese, but it, you know, that is pretty good, and I think that with Pizza Month, I start eating more and more pizza, so I start getting like an evolved palate, not necessarily a better, but evolved,
yes,
to where like I'm looking for like the fresh mozzarella, and this was just the standard shredded mozzarella. I think I just got hit in the head with a chair. Is that your fault?
Yes.
What'd you do?
How'd I knocked it with my butt.
all right, so I just got hit in the head with a chair, but...
What about Matt?
Okay. Matt, did you eat any of the pizza?
Yes, my first New York slice.
Wow, that's it. So, Matt, what's your last name?
Floyd.
Matt Floyd. Floyd? As in the batter who's up to bat right now?
As in the batter who's up to bat.
Oh,
what
man.
A coincidence.
So, this is your very first New York slice.
My very first.
What do you think about just standard New York slice? Because if I told you this is an average New York slice, what would you say? What did you think of the taste?
Well, I liked it because I don't like as much sauce, so it wasn't thicker sauce. It wasn't like heavy coated, thick laid on sauce. It was more more cheese, which I like, so that's good. And I can go for thin crust or thick, just depends. This being thinner, but it was good for thin. It's really good for thin. So I liked it. I enjoyed
it. It was crispy too. At least the first few bites were pretty crispy. I like the crispiness of the bottom.
Yeah, it's good crispy.
Yeah, they like reheat it. They throw it back in the oven, a conventional oven, but and it does sort of like make the underside and the crust on the outer edge kind of crispy. And I don't know, it's pretty standard. But I like to hear though that someone who's never oh man, Cliff Floyd just struck out. One out, bottom of the ninth inning, two men on. Here we are doing the review of pizza. And
it could have more spices.
Yeah, it could have had more spices.
It could have more spices. That's true.
Well, we are going to try to go to another pizza place, and we'll still count it as today, even though I had my my slice, but we're going to go to another place called Coronet right after this game is over, which hopefully will dramatically change the way the game is currently set up, because it's 3-1. St. Louis is on top and one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. But here we are podcasting through it, and I am really happy to have my sister in town. She's visiting from, where are you coming from?
I come from Cleveland, Tennessee.
That's right, Cleveland, not Cleveland, Ohio.
Tennessee. From Cleveland.
Have you noticed, have your friends told you you've had an accent, or anyone who's not from Tennessee has...
Any New Yorker made fun of you yet?
No one from New York has mentioned anything about me having an accent. People in Cleveland think I have a strong northern accent. One person that worked at Walgreens did not understand me the other day.
Do you think
she could not understand
because
me?
She
said I had such a northern accent.
Do you think it's a northern accent or the lip ring?
Probably the lip ring. I don't know, because I really don't have that strong of a northern accent.
Overly country bumping.
Yeah. She was really confused.
So today was like your first full day in New York City as like a tourist, right?
Right.
What did you do? What are the places you saw?
Oh, what didn't we see? We saw the New York City Public Library.
Central Park was awesome.
Central Park was really cool. I've never been there. The many times I've been in New York, I'd never been to Central Park. I really enjoyed that. But we somehow skipped Strawberry Fields, so we're going to have to go back to see that.
Yeah, big mistake.
We had a taxi ride just for like the
experience.
Yeah, the experience of a taxi ride. We had a really, really nice, cool
very
taxi
amicable guy.
Driver who gave us a map for free.
New Yorkers are nice. People are full of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think New Yorkers are nice. At least they seem to be. So I think the stereotype is untrue, at least so far.
What is the stereotype? Because I have been away. I've been in New York for so long.
Well, New Yorkers are just, I don't know, they're kind of cold people. They're just, I don't know, I guess.
They only care about themselves.
Yeah,
so
just
they don't
rude.
Care about you. They're
rude.
Selfish, like rude. And like all of it, all the bad characteristics that come from being a selfish person.
Mm.
But really, I don't think that's true. We also saw Rockefeller Center. We also saw
Cardinal Makeup. Not as good a play as you could have.
Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. This is the stuff that dreams are made of.
We found out that the Plaza Hotel is no longer. There is no more Plaza Hotel.
Oh yeah.
What is it?
They're
making it into luxury residential, like apartments.
So Trump's wife, she sold it?
Ivana.
Is that what that is?
Ivana Trump.
Ivana Trump's a lot.
And she's changing it. Either she sold it or whatever the deal is. There's no more Plaza Hotel.
Huh.
So that was interesting. We also saw... Oh, we went into... We played on the piano with our feet that Tom Hanks played on in Big.
Oh, cool.
FAO Shorts. We went to FAO Shorts.
Mm-hmm. And we saw the Mac store there that everyone is controversial about.
That's
Right, because...
Why is it controversial?
Why is it controversial?
Apparently, some folks over in the Middle East or believers in the Islamic religion feel like it's sort of a mockery of a very religious place in Mecca, where everyone prays to. And, you know, I know that it seems sacrilegious now, but, like, a lot of times I pray my computer is going to turn on, and I have a Mac, but that's probably not maybe a very good argument. It's like, oh, I really want my computer to
just like
render
I really want the Mets to win right now.
Right, and it is the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. Paul LaDuca is up, and there's a runner on first and second. He's not a home run hitter, but if he were to hit one right now, I would do my best to marry him. Or get you married to him, even after Matt.
We also saw St. Patrick's. Is it Cathedral? St. Patrick's?
Yeah,
Cathedral.
Yeah, it's
definitely Cathedral.
We saw another Episcopal church. I don't remember the name of it, but it was also very pretty. It was nearby, near Rockefeller Center. St. Bart's Episcopal.
Did you just happen to happen upon it?
Yeah. We were just walking towards Central Park and we saw it. Gosh, what else did we do? I feel like we did more than that. Than what I'm saying. We went to Times Square.
You ended up walking here. I mean, to the Magnet Theater, which is where I performed.
Yeah.
So you had to go by. And you said you got lost, right?
Yeah.
What are some things you noticed when you were lost?
We ended up in the Fashion District.
Oh.
Wait, when were we lost?
Matt doesn't remember that because he was directing us, but
typical male. Right?
We weren't lost.
We were going the wrong direction completely.
I looked at the map and I knew we were supposed to be on 34th. I just went the wrong direction. We were going the wrong direction,
but we were going the wrong way
for 5 minutes, and then we turned around because we realized we made a mistake, or at least I did.
What do you think of the grid system in New York?
It's convenient, but it seems like kind of on the peripheral of the city, or at least the outskirts of the center, that it gets a little more confusing.
There are bases loaded, and I feel like we are getting a slightly delayed broadcast because I keep hearing noises coming out of other bars or nearing the bars nearby, because I think people are rooting for the Mets, and they knew that he got walked. Now there's bases loaded, and Carlos Beltran is up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. This is, the makings of a dream. Let's hope.
One more comment.
Oh, what?
I told her a story the other day about LSU. This exact same thing happened. College World Series. And a guy, Warren Morris, he knocked it over the right field wall.
Wait, that's a good thing. We want that.
Well, yeah, that was a good thing then for LSU.
Yeah. Well, for the Mets, it'd be nice to have Beltran earn his $119 million. He got he signed a contract that is one of the highest the Mets have ever given to people. But, oh man, he is up now, and he has not had very much luck today. This is a nice piece of place. I do notice that there is a strong stench of cleaning agent.
I think it's in the pizza.
Bleach. No, I don't think it was on the pizza, but I think someone was like mopping up right around here. So I'm glad I already finished my pizza because strong odors like that do affect my enjoyment of the slice. But
something else we did today, we watched the anniversary show of Pax Romana.
That's my improv team.
The Magnet Theater, and we showed up a little bit late, but we were there for the entire show for at least Pax Romana's little set there, and it was really fun. It was really neat seeing Sean up there, and it was funny because I kind of knew he didn't realize I was there.
Well, have you ever seen improv comedy, long-form improv comedy before?
Yeah, you. So you've taken me to different improv comedy shows.
What are you doing?
Were you able to follow what was going on in today's show?
Yeah.
Were there any moments that you remember and you're like, oh, that was a pretty interesting moment?
Oh, from your show today?
It's okay if not.
Well, in the very beginning, they gave out flowers.
Oh, called third strike. Game over. Mets just got beat. Carlos Beltran just struck out. Okay.
People are going crazy here. I mean, yeah, I'm watching the
apparently Matt is rooting for the wrong team, and his team just won, so I'm really happy to be going to Cornet with Matt, your boyfriend, who's rooting for the wrong team. Made it very clear by talking on a phone now the Mets season is over. Anyway, that was fun. Could have been better if the Mets had won. So we are on the corner of 111th and Broadway.
Yep.
And a place called Cornet Pizza. Supposedly they have gigantic slices. It's like around midnight, day 19, October 19th. Day 19. Okay, if it's after midnight, then it's day 20. But we're going to say 19 and a half. And I am here with...
Christian Capizzoli.
Matt Floyd. And...
Valerie Taylor.
And we are going to eat a big, gigantic slice of pizza. I just got the slice of cheese, and this thing is huge. I mean, I've never seen a slice of pizza that big. Have you ever seen a slice of pizza in New York, Christian, that big?
Only here at this pizza place.
I have seen a pizza slice that big.
Where?
A pizza place. I forgot the name of it, but it's a very famous place by FSU, Florida State University.
Okay, you're making it up.
No.
No? Okay. So, there's another place with gigantic slices like this. But it looks like a standard New York slice times about 1.5. It looks really big. It has a nice, pretty even crust and a good coverage of the cheese and the sauce. No red edges. You know, there's a little bit of sauce on certain parts of the crust, but that's, it's not, you know, it's not like a strict red edge. The cheese is pretty good coverage. I don't really know how they do it. I mean, unless they just have gigantic 18... inch diameter slices.
What if you got an entire pizza pie? How would you? They have to have special boxes made, don't they?
They must.
Wheelbarrow.
It's really the only way. Good call, Kristen. So anyway, I'm gonna eat the slice and then I'm gonna talk about how much I liked or hated it.
My point of interest would be on this slice.
If I could say, please.
Is going to be when you have a pizza that size. How oily it is because of all the cheese.
Oh.
I want to find that out.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a good observation. There's a lot of oil on top of it right now. And granted, it doesn't look like any... It's pooling in any one particular section.
Right.
But it's just there's a lot of real estate here.
Yeah.
So, it's probably
like
a lot of oil.
Like the Pinocchi.
For all you Georgia people.
Well, I tried to think of an FSU... Because isn't it also, is Okie Pinocchio only Georgia, or is it Georgia and the...
And Florida? Does it go to North Florida?
I've never heard of Okie Pinocchio.
Oh. Maybe Okeechobee is in Florida.
Yeah, Lake Okeechobee.
Lake Okeechobee, but the swamp, Okie Pinocchio swamp, I think
it's
Georgia. Is
Georgia,
but it might extend into the northern
Florida.
The
only reason I thought it extended was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The frogs, Shredder's frogs, Genghis Frog and Napoleon Bono Toad and whatever.
I'm nodding my head, but I don't remember that. Because...
They came from the Okie Pinocchio, and they had a very Florida surfer vibe.
Oh.
And then Leatherhead, a nemesis of theirs, a Cajun gator. So I thought maybe it was like Louisiana.
Oh.
Georgia and Florida. That's the only geographical.
You know what? Speaking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know what Michelangelo's favorite food was?
Ice cream, bacon, pizza.
I was just going to say pizza, but he knows exactly the toppings.
And you would eat it from the crust to the tip, not from the tip to the crust.
I'm going to try that. I'll try starting from the crust and see how far I make it. I did it. I just finished a gigantic slice of cheese pizza. There's some crust left over, but it really doesn't have much taste. It's bready, so it's good. But, you know, I really like the sauce. I felt like there was plenty more cheese than there was sauce, and I'm more of a sauce-type person, so I did enjoy the slice of pizza because pizza's pretty good no matter what. But... you know what? There's also a little bit of red crushed red pepper, I think, in there. And I didn't put it on there. I didn't put the seasoning on there, but I can feel it in my tongue. It's kind of spicy. I kind of like that. Valerie, how did you do on your slice?
Well, Matt and I shared a slice, and we were not able to finish it. But
what do you think the primary top two reasons are for not being able to finish it? And you can mention what we're going to go to.
Okay. The primary reason is because I want to save room for a milkshake.
Good reason.
Top two reasons. Do I need two reasons? Well, I could probably stuff myself and just kind of feel awful the rest of the night.
So you didn't want to feel awful?
Yeah, I don't want to feel awful. And if I do feel awful, I'd rather, much rather be on a milkshake making me feel awful than...
Do you think that the lip ring limited the amount of pizza you could eat?
It did not. It did not hinder anything. One thing that Matt mentioned earlier, which I agree with, is that this pizza tasted a lot like the other pizza that we just had. But it was just bigger.
Yeah. So if you want a bigger New York slice, then go to Coronet. If you want a New York slice and you happen to be in Chelsea, then just go to Cavalera's. Is that the name of the, is that the pronunciation?
I think it's like John Cavalera's.
Cavalera's? All right. Matt,
what did you think of this slice of pizza? Valerie might have just answered for you, but...
I thought it was big, really big.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was...
Are you a pizza fan in general?
Yeah, I love pizza.
Love pizza?
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't think it was as good as the last one for some reason.
Do you think,
maybe because I was more hungry then.
Do you think Valerie's lip ring affected your enjoyment of the pizza?
It doesn't affect your enjoyment of anything, so...
Wait, my enjoyment of what?
What?
I don't want to cause a problem, but... The lip ring looks great, Val.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you guys very much for joining me for Pizza Month.
It was fun.
It was great.
Thank you, Christian, for joining me for Pizza Month.
No problem.
Let's go get some. You know, having just left in this rainy day where the Mets just lost to the LCS, I noticed that that pizza was very salty. Because I'm very dehydrated right now. So I'm very excited that we are going to go two blocks north to a place called, what's it?
Tom's Restaurant.
Tom's Restaurant. And that the exterior is the one they use on Seinfeld, is that correct?
Correct.
So.
113th
and. And how does the Seinfeld theme song go? That's Matt doing the theme song for Seinfeld a cappella.
Uh-oh.
And, the wrong stuff tonight. Dave Wright did not do so well on that LCS. But we're going to do all right with eating some milkshakes right now. What kind of milkshake is your favorite, Christian?
Mine is a Broadway shake, which is coffee and chocolate.
And Valerie, what kind of milkshake do you think you're going to order?
Probably chocolate, but I mean, if they have some crazy flavors, I might change my mind. But as of now, it's chocolate.
Well, this place is definitely in quantity over, like, the crazy flavor.
Uh-huh.
But... Because they give you the tin. This is the Tom's Diner. They give you the tin.
They give you that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not to keep.
Not to keep, yeah.
Never mind.
Did you think you were going to give it to keep?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, souvenir for free, kind of.
Which angle do they shoot it from on television?
I think this angle right here, because they cut out the Tom's part.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.